The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty, turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Today's episode is brought to you by
Entenmann's.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
Johnny, it is almost here.
I know.
It is time to go to Korea.
The Olympics!
I am, like, so nervously happy. I just can't even think straight. Like, we've been waiting for this moment for 4 years. You know, like, going to Sochi was, it just sort of came out of nowhere. We got pushed together and we're going to work together. And then we got there and we just didn't want to get fired and we had the time of our life. And then, you know, we worked hard for these next 4 years. But then, you know, in those 4 years, we got moved up to the primetime position and it's like actually happening. Like, we're going to go there and we're going to get to call the Olympic ladies champion and men's champion and pairs champion. And it's just going to be so exciting. And I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, same.
No. Okay, guys. So just we can put it out there. Johnny has a lot of emotions, but sometimes when it comes to skating, Olympics, seeing someone step up on the podium and hear the national anthem, things like that, I get overly excited about and
like
cry.
Tara Lipinski is a great crier, but more so, she's an awesome super fan. And we talked about it a few weeks ago, but she'll just pick these people, you know, like the hard luck cases, and they're just her favorite skater for life. And she cries, and she's very emotional. I'm a little bit more disconnected. I'm more like, okay, I've spent 4 years sourcing blazers that I can wear on air.
And now it's time to show off my sparkle.
Now it's time to show off my things. Here, look at these things.
Speaking of that,
I'm gonna collect tears and wear those.
What has it been like in these last few days trying to get ready for this?
It's killing me. So, remember when we were in New York a few weeks ago and,
we did the Google shoot?
We did the Google shoot and, we never talked about that, did we?
No.
All right. So let's talk.
Okay.
Actually, we never talked about that whole New York trip at all.
Okay.
So let's get into that.
All right. All right, guys. We'll take you back.
Yeah. So we left the Golden Globes and we flew directly to New York. Right. Oh, and I got to fly there with the Stranger Things kids.
Right. You did.
Yeah.
You were really excited about that.
Yeah, that was fun. But anyway, aside from that, Tara was doing a bunch of media and we talked with People Magazine and we did this Google shoot, which
was so much fun.
It was so much fun. And we like were obsessed with what was happening because sometimes when Tara and I mean, Tara's a little bit better than I am because she's got Todd Kapp and he's pretty techie and he knows things. Things will be brand new, whole new worlds for me. And Tara and I were doing some little ads for Google to sell these like speakers that you talk to and they run your life.
Yes. Google Home.
So Google Home. Hey, Google.
Hey, Google. It was so much fun. So it was like these mini commercials, which you guys will see. And all the scripts were so clever. And very much us, you know, because we always worry about that. Like when someone's going to just come up with an idea and then, you know,
produce ourselves.
We love to produce ourselves. And, you know, we have our thing down. We have our banter down. We like to do it. But they really hit the nail on the head. And we did, I don't want to like give it away, but we did all, I don't know, was it four of them? Four different little pieces. And they're really funny. And I can't wait for you guys to see them.
Yeah. And I mean, they're going to be playing throughout the Olympics, and I'm sure you guys will see them. But that's a funny thing, that producing ourselves, like, there are sometimes outside looking in, and Tara and I definitely don't take ourselves too seriously.
No.
But there are certain things that'll be, like, annoying to us when we're sort of mischaracterized.
Correct.
By people that don't know us that we have to work with. So oftentimes, I don't know why this happens, but I get cast as, like, the silly gay best friend. And while that may be true at times, like I'm pretty serious and
right.
Like I'm not like that yes queen sort of gay guy. Like I speak English. I don't speak Gaynese and don't write into our production script me saying, Yes, queen.
Even though we do say that in real life sometimes.
But sometimes, in a really sarcastic sort of making fun of it way.
You do it all the time. That makes me laugh so hard.
Yes, queen. I mean, I'll do it when I'm annoyed. More so than when I'm, like, queening out about someone. But, you know, there are just little things like that. That's why we like to produce ourselves.
Or the other thing that really I hate is when... And that's why this Google shoot went so well. Somehow, like, they must have cameras in our adjoining rooms and just know us so well. And, like...
Well, they're Google.
Yeah, they're Google. So they just, like, knew our personalities and nailed it. But usually, sometimes, if we're working outside of NBC or somewhere...
They microchipped us, by the way.
They try to pit us against each other, you know, in these...
Like, we're competitors. They did that to us on the lip sync battle, too.
And I'm like, no, guys, like, we just don't do that. Like, I know you think it's probably in there for us somewhere and that
like
we
Like, we're competitive right, with one another?
It's not going to happen. Like, at lip sync battle... Lip sync battle.
Oh, that's going to come out soon, too.
Right.
How exciting is that?
But I remember, and we had the same thought. I was like, if I win, I give the belt to Johnny. And if Johnny wins, like, you were like, yeah, I'm giving you the belt.
Yeah, Tara gets the belt.
So we are that person. So it is so funny to me when we're kind of doing these outside things. And they're like, okay, so you get annoyed at Johnny. And I'm like, no, that doesn't happen.
It's not real.
The only time that happens is when I walk into a hotel room and the guy says that Johnny wants privacy from me. Then I get annoyed at Johnny.
Sorry.
So
what else? Oh, wait. I did. I was queening of Bryant Park.
Oh, queen.
Queen of Bryant Park. Yeah. So that happened. That same trip. And there's something it's been sitting in my craw since the event, and I want to go through it.
Tell us, Jay.
So it's kind of a public service announcement to all of you guys that come and support us. And like, one of my biggest things is that as an entertainer and as a public person, my bosses, you know, for my life, aren't necessarily my bosses at NBC or my bosses at these skating tours, but my bosses are you guys, our listeners, the people that sit in seats to watch me skate, people that will applaud us on Twitter and Instagram and whatever. You guys are our bosses because the minute you want us fired, you know, we'll be fired. You guys have a lot of power. And at Bryant Park, I skated a show and there was an opportunity for a meet and greet after. And I got a bunch of these nasty sort of private messages on Instagram saying, like, we waited for 2 hours and we didn't get to meet you and you're disrespecting us and you guys have to, and they said you as in celebrities you, and I don't like to ever think that of myself. I'm a well-known person, but certainly not a celebrity. Britney is a celebrity. Anyway.
Mariah Carey is a celebrity.
Mariah is a celebrity. Oprah is a celebrity. But I'm not. People know who we are, which is great. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff, like, they kept saying things like, you don't realize, and you don't know. But I totally know that you guys are my boss. And what you guys don't know, anyone that wrote nasty stuff, is that there's a lot more that goes on than me just appearing someplace. So I was in a public park, and there are unions to the workers there, and they were going to get into overtime, and that costs a lot of money when you're in a union and it goes to overtime. So they had to remove me from the park so that workers didn't have overtime. And that's why I left, and I'm sorry I didn't get to meet everybody, but I wanted to say that publicly just because, you know, you guys were really upset with me and it hurts my
Johnny,
feelings because
I'm
it wasn't
tell
my
you
choice.
This again. Don't look at bad Twitter comments. Only look at the good ones.
Well, I look at all of them because they're all there. And, you know, I'm not really good with technology, so I have to see them all. And
you're like, how do I pass this next one?
How do I scroll beyond? Like, I've just gotten down to editing my photos properly for Instagram and making them prettier than they really are. Because, you know, I'm still on an old iPhone and like, I don't have
iPhone
the X one. Yeah, like iPhone 2, and I'm not ashamed. I just know how to use it, and I'm not going to change. The battery sucks, but they're purposely breaking my phone from the interior of, you know, that dude that runs Apple, whoever that is, Siri. Stop breaking my phone. But, yeah, I mean, I thank you guys for supporting us and everything that we do. And for those of you that have umbrage with something, definitely write to us and tell us. But know that we aren't, like... total assholes, and we're not doing things on purpose to hurt your feelings.
Definitely not.
Definitely.
But guys, can we get back to the Olympics?
Yeah. So what are we looking for?
Okay. So first, guys, we're going to Seoul. I'm so excited. Yeah. Johnny, you've been to South Korea. I have not.
Yes.
So this, you know, I love going new places, and we're going to Seoul a few days early. So we're going to actually be there before anyone else. And we're shooting another feature for NBC, which you guys will see during the Olympics.
Right.
And I don't know if we can even talk about what it was. I'm sure, right? Because I think it was part of the second piece of something else we did in LA with K-pop. So
yeah, now you've just confused everyone.
I did.
They have to go like 30 podcasts back.
Sorry. Anyway, we're doing this piece on K-pop. We're really excited about it. Johnny is still coughing and needs to get better very quickly.
I will. It's just I'm overrun. Like, you know how these last few weeks have been with doctor's appointments fit in between, like,
I know,
major jobs and interviews and running and sourcing clothes and final jewelry looks and getting your hair colored and, like, the whole thing. It's just been...
The whole thing.
I can't wait to get on the plane just so I can rest.
Oh, my God. That's what I was telling my mom. I was like, Mom, I actually think that once I get there, even though it's going to be probably the craziest month of our lives, it's going to be so relaxing. We're going to be in one spot and that's it. Are you okay?
I'm okay. My throat was dry. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I get nervous when
worry.
You start
yeah.
coughing.
It's good of you to worry. Don't book me a doctor's appointment.
You know I might.
I know you will. Don't make sure I'm flying from the JFK to Seoul flight with a doctor and make them inspect me while I'm on the plane.
Goodness.
I'll wear a mask. Nobody else is going to get what I have. It's weeks old now. Okay. So we're going to Seoul, and Seoul to me is one of the best cities in the world. It's so fast-paced, but it has, like, a glorious history to it. It's very fashionable, very chic, and I can't wait to share it with you.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. Then we move on, and then we actually settle into our new home for the next month.
Our digs.
There's a coastal cluster, they call it, and a mountain cluster. Obviously, we are in the coastal cluster. I wonder
who chose the word cluster, not to cut you off.
But I love
cluster,
it.
Cluster to me reminds me of balls.
Oh, it reminds me of like chocolate candy.
Okay. Well, clusters.
You know, word association is just a little different with us.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's because I have them, the testicles, but you know, that's what it reminds me of. I don't know why.
Moving
but anyway,
on.
Yeah, there's a coastal cluster and a mountain cluster, an alpine cluster, if you will. And these clusters are where things are housed. So in the coastal cluster where we're going to be is the figure skating, curling, long track speed skating, short track speed skating, and hockey are all going to be down in the coastal cluster. And it's going to be real cold.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really cold. And the suitcase, I haven't come down to a final count yet,
yeah.
But it's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's up there. I think it's worse than Rio.
Where are we going to store the actual suitcases?
Well, here's the thing, guys. When we were in Rio, for example, and we had, you know, quite publicly, we had a lot of luggage. And the hotel was nice enough to store it in some garage somewhere for us. the empty...
They put it out in the back alley.
Yeah, it came back to us when we had to pack to go home. You know, for me, that was about a week before we actually left. And just to annoy Tara. But when we got the suitcases back, they were all dusty.
Like, yeah, I don't know where they went.
Don't know where, but they stored them somewhere for us. The hard part, though, getting real with you guys, is making sure that we have enough underpants to last us through the whole Olympics. That's like a month, and we don't have
more
laundry facilities.
Month.
Yeah, more than a month.
The thing is we have to bring so much stuff that you know what I rely on, guys, is mommy. So the good thing about our roles is we have different roles in our relationship. And you are the best at, like, when we get to the hotel, you sort of have everything prepped. You know what I mean? You have.
Right.
Somehow there is a wardrobe rack in my room and
lots of hangers.
Yeah. Mommy is prepared and ready. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about that. But
I just learn enough of the language that we'll be sort of diving into to say hangers and wardrobe rack.
Yeah.
To whoever, just so we have them. And then, you know, I like to make sure that we have lots of stuff. I mean, guys, a month. So we have to take two body washes. We've got to make sure we have enough shampoo. I mean, I'm that guy that doesn't like to use hotel shampoo or local shampoo, so I have to have mine. Mommy needs hers.
Yeah, there's just so much.
There's so much to think about.
I feel like I'm going to have a toiletry suitcase.
I definitely am. And candles.
Like a big one. And candles.
Yeah. Our steamers, lint rollers, breath mints.
We should bring a speaker for music. I'll start making our playlist. Do you have a little speaker?
I do, but I don't know if I want to bring it because Tara, because your taste in music, while good, is very aggressive.
No, Johnny, Tara, bring the speaker.
Tara will turn rap music
don't
on.
Don't ignore me, Jay. Is it a small little speaker?
It's a glorious speaker. You're going to be happy.
Okay, I love you.
Yeah, it's fine. So I hope it gets broken.
I'm going to make a ton of playlists, like 70s, 80s, you know, 90s. Early 90s. We'll do like
the
Britney,
theme song from Blossom.
Yeah, all of it. I'm going to make us a ton of different ones. Maybe my job on the plane.
Yeah. Wait, you can do that on the plane?
Make playlist?
I still don't understand Spotify.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What else are we looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to getting there. It feels like it's been such a buildup, and now to finally be there, I'm like I said, I don't know what it's going to look like. Everything's so new and exciting. Like, I don't know what it's going to look like. I think Todd Kapp and I should take a vacation afterwards.
Well, Todd Kapp's coming for the last week, isn't he?
He's going to come for the last week, and he is, he's hopefully going to be able to take a few days off after that, and we go to, I don't know, like Bora Bora or something.
Exciting. I'm all in for Bali. I loved Bali.
You did?
Yeah, and if you guys haven't done it yet, that's where you should go.
Oh, no. Okay, I have to make this decision pretty quickly and while I'm there, but yeah. Maybe we have a little off-podcast chat about that.
We'll discuss it. There's a Bulgari resort. You know, the jewelry company, there's a Bulgari resort in Bali, and that is
Only you would know all these things.
Yeah, that's really douchey of me to know, but there is one there, so you're welcome. Very highbrow of mommy.
Mommy. I mean, it's happening, guys. Johnny is coming in hot with a nice cough, but we are so excited, and we want you guys to... obviously, we always want you to listen to the podcast, but now that we're going to be in Korea and we're going to have our magical little teeny machine that we can sit on the bed while I'm eating, you know, goldfish and chocolate, and we're sharing.
You're going to have a food suitcase.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
And a medicine. I travel with a medicine.
Chest
of things, just in case Johnny and I ever need anything, I will it.
You know what we should invest in are just those old school steamer trunks.
Just go real old school.
Yeah, and we can just send them early. Like, steamer trunk is so much better than, like, a FedEx box.
That is true.
Yeah.
Maybe thought for next Olympics. But yeah. We just want you guys to be listening, and we're going to put out as many podcasts as we can and keep you updated and keep it really current and fun so you guys know exactly what this experience is like for us and for the athletes. And obviously, you're committed. If you're listening to the podcast, you are... you know, contractually committed to watch us on TV.
Like, yeah, it's an emotional contract that we have with all of you.
Yeah, and if you break it, you hurt us. You hurt the heart.
You guys really do have to listen, because otherwise, why are we doing it?
Exactly.
So I mean, the thing is about the podcast during the Olympics is that we were afraid that we were going to be too busy and that we wouldn't have time to, like, get to a studio or anything. But Miriam had the wherewithal and the genius to find the small little robotic sort of Johnny number 5 creature of a technology thing. And we're going to be able to do it, like, in our room, in the car. So we're going to be, like, full on. Is the streaming the right word?
No, I don't think it's
that. No, not streaming.
It's just it's portable. You know what I mean? So it means that we'll be able to do it anywhere quickly and not have to find a studio. And it's a lot less work for us, and we'll be able to have fun because we've never really done a podcast together, like in our adjoining rooms. So I feel like we're going to be able to, you know, bring so many things in to our listeners.
Tara and Johnny, the Drunken Podcast.
So guys, we are we're leaving for the Olympics.
Wait, I have to throw out there too something we haven't told them.
What?
We are going to be involved in a minor way and majorly for us in the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Very exciting.
So it's really exciting. My look is going to be major. Very over the top. Tara's going to try to get me out of it before we go on air, but she won't be able to because it has been perfectly selected for this event.
We'll see.
No, I'm wearing it. You have no say. Oh, and just a fun fact that sort of dictated some of the fashions. Did you all know that the national bird of Korea, South Korea, is the Korean magpie?
I didn't. I love these fun facts. Maybe find some more so we can just keep dropping them throughout our stay in Korea.
Oh, we will. Remember in Rio, we were all about those cheese balls?
Oh, yes.
So, guys, traveling can be super uncomfortable, especially when you're in a foreign land and you're away from home for long periods of time, like Tara and I will be at the Olympics. And something that I love to take with me is a little piece of home. Yes, I've got my security blanket. Yes, I've got my own special shampoo. But we also travel with a pretty big stock of Entenmann's.
Yes,
Tara's really partial to those rich chocolate frosted donuts.
Johnny and I really like all things the same, but Johnny's is the crumb cake and mine is the rich frosted donuts, you know?
Yeah, It's odd that we're contrary in this regard, but Entenmann's has a wide range of products that make us both happy. And our happy medium is the mini muffins.
The mini muffins. I love the mini muffins. And guys, we take it on the plane. It is now mandatory in our dressing rooms.
Yep.
These donuts will be all over our room in Korea. And especially for someone like me who's not an adventurous eater, I'm already preparing myself. And you know this, Johnny, that when you want to go out to eat, I may say we should just probably put on our onesies, you know, watch a movie and eat some Entenmann's donuts for dinner instead.
Agreed. And I also think that there should be some sort of diplomacy here where we bring Entenmann's to our South Korean friends and create a new chapter of peace between our two great
Johnny,
nations.
It would be like trading pins. So guys, trading pins at the Olympics is a really big thing. Maybe someone gives us a pin and we give them something of ours, Entenmann donut.
Here, enjoy this Entenmann's donut.
Enjoy the crumb cake.
Enjoy the crumb cake.
Frosted donut, our favorite.
Yeah. Entenmann's is celebrating their 120th birthday in a big way with their I Sing on the Cake sweepstakes.
Go to Entenmann's120birthday.com to enter for a chance to win some really great prizes.
Yeah, so there are going to be some constant recurring characters on Tara and Johnny, the award-winning
podcast.
And our
favorite restaurant.
Like the Korean magpie.
I mean, we don't get to go many places, so we'll have some favorite people for you to, new characters to introduce. But anyway,
They
guys,
don't let us out very often. Anyway, you can follow along on our journey on our social media platforms at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. And of course, we'll be podcasting as much as we possibly can from Pyeongchang.
It's Gangneung.
where the coastal cluster is.
The coastal cluster.
Coastal cluster. But guys, until next time.
Made me laugh the way you said that. Anyway, go on.
The clusters. So guys, we love you and we're so thankful to all of you that listen. And the next podcast you get from us will be, live to tape from South Korea. And until then, we love you and...
Bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.